This month's arrest in Boston of a man from Honduras who is not a legal resident of the country has lawyers concerned other workers will become afraid to collect some of the benefits they legally deserve. It's because the man suffered a broken leg and was arrested after a meeting regarding workers' compensation payments. WBUR's Shannon Dooling explains in this report.
38-year-old Jose Flores and his longtime partner, Rosa Benitez, have been living in Massachusetts for almost 7 years. The Honduran nationals both entered the U.S. by illegally crossing the southern border. Benitez, 40 years old with tired, light blue eyes, says she and Flores had to leave Honduras because of the violence.
Como todo inmigrante, venimos de otros países a luchar por su familia.
Like all of the immigrants arriving from other countries, she says, I came here to fight for my family. That's why I'm here. Honduras is terrorized by gangs. I can't live there. My dad was killed by the gangs. They threatened him and told him to pay a fee, but he didn't pay it. The couple has 5 children together, 3 of whom are U.S.-born citizens. The oldest is 17 and the youngest is 2 years old. Benitez says this last week, since Flores was arrested by federal immigration agents, all of the children are scared and asking when their dad's coming home. The families had no income for 2 months. Flores, the sole provider, hasn't been able to work since the end of March when he fell off a ladder at a job. He broke his femur bone in his leg and underwent several surgeries. After consulting with attorneys, even though he's living here illegally, Flores sought compensation from the Boston-based construction company he was working for.
Under case law in Massachusetts, undocumented workers are eligible for the same benefits as any other worker injured in the state.
That's Stacy Sabosik, a workers' comp attorney who's advising Flores. She says she works with plenty of undocumented clients, and often they're hesitant to report workplace accidents. The fear is that doing so will result in retaliation in the form of a call to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE.
And we've always been able to tell clients ICE has better things to do, bigger fish to fry, than to come after an injured worker because their boss has reported them.
But that's exactly what Sabosik believes happened to Flores. She says she could not have expected what would take place when his boss offered some cash to help the family and arranged a meeting.
The employer told this worker where to be and exactly what time, and immigration was waiting.
Lawyers for Flores say it's unclear whether the employer, who it turns out had no workers' comp coverage on the day of Flores' accident, actually arranged the arrest that day. Neither the company nor immigration authorities are commenting. Because Flores has orders to be deported back to Honduras, ICE agents had the authority to take him into custody. But the concern for Flores' immigration attorney, Christina Corbacci, is that this could signal another new enforcement approach by ICE under President Trump.
Before, I wouldn't have really had a concern telling someone, yes, you should go ahead and to report something like this and assert your rights. But now we have this added fear that could an employer in this kind of case just, use someone's immigration situation against them.
In an emailed statement, an ICE spokesman said he wouldn't comment on specific work methods for security reasons. He did say ICE receives investigative leads and tips from a variety of sources and through many means and methods. Flores remains in custody at the Suffolk County House of Corrections. As for the workers' comp claim, Sabosik, the attorney, says the case is active.
He's clearly going to be disabled for quite a while into the future. His doctors have said at least 6 months. If he stays in the States that long, he should still be eligible. But what happens if he's deported? That's a big question mark. We don't know.
And his partner doesn't know what to expect either. Sitting at the kitchen table with her 2-year-old son playing in the background, Rosa Benitez says despite the hardships, she has no regrets about coming to the United States.
Porque es un país de oportunidades.
That's because, she says, this is a country of opportunity where the voice of one person can be heard. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.